AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Federal prosecutors are charging two men with assaulting Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick, who died after the January 6th riot. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky is optimistic about the months ahead in the fight against the coronavirus.
We have come a long way from where we were in early January, but we still have much work to do.
Walensky says the number of coronavirus cases continues to go down, but more people are traveling by air. The weather in many places is getting warmer.
We have seen footage of people enjoying spring break festivities maskless. This is all in the context of still 50,000 cases per day.
Walensky says precautions need to be followed even as people are being vaccinated.
We are just starting to turn the corner. The data are moving in the right direction, but where this goes is dependent on whether we all do what must be done.
President Biden and Vice President Harris are starting a tour to promote the benefits of the president's $1.9 trillion coronavirus economic relief bill. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo insists he won't resign over allegations of sexual harassment. State Republican Party leader Nick Langworthy says the governor must hear from those who want him out.
It's not time for whispers. It's time to stand up and be on the record that you will stand for your taxpayers that elected you to represent them. You won't be intimidated by a corrupt dictator.
In a year where the pandemic shut down many movie theaters, Academy Award nominations went to two female filmmakers for the first time. But ultimately, David Fincher's Mank, a very traditional contender about Hollywood itself, took the lead. The defense attorney for former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, charged in George Floyd's death, says he's gravely concerned last week's announcement of a $27 million settlement for Floyd's family makes it impossible for his client to get a fair trial. This is AP News. One group of Americans is saying no to coronavirus vaccines at a rate that is worrying the experts.
They're prison guards. States are giving COVID-19 shots in lockups across the country, but prison guards are refusing vaccines at a rate that's alarming public health experts. A Florida correctional officer polled his colleagues earlier this year in a private Facebook group about whether they take the vaccine if offered. More than half answered, hell no. Several correctional officers in Florida say many of their colleagues believe the vaccine can give you the virus. The CDC says it cannot. Some think the vaccines were rolled out too fast, and some believe debunked conspiracy theories. The experts are now worried about controlling the pandemic both inside and outside the nation's prisons. I'm Rita Foley.
China's capital, Beijing, and a wide area of the country's north were enveloped in the worst sandstorm in a decade, forcing the cancellation of hundreds of flights. Ed Donahue, AP News.